good to see everybody here today. And as it's already been said, we know that it is Thanksgiving week. And I'm sure many of you are already thinking about what you're going to eat. But I don't want you to check out on me. Some of you may already be having visions and dreams of turkey and stuffing. And I shouldn't go there, right? Mashed potatoes and gravy. Or if maybe some of you, your family, the big deal is homemade tamales and enchiladas. And I might not say this right, but I know that there are lovely people from the Philippines. What do y'all like? Lumpia? Is that how you say it? Lumpia? Close enough. Anyway, I like that. You know, Vicky Luau, you used to make that and give that to me. Maybe you're supposed to do that again. Anyhow, faith hints never hurt. Anyhow, so I know all of us are expecting, and hopefully you're going to have tables filled with the goodness of everything that you enjoy eating. It is a wonderful time to pause and to give thanks for the goodness of the Lord and the blessings in all of our lives. Amen. But today, I'm not going to give you recipes and talk all about food. Today, we are going to talk about the good things on our Father's table. Amen. He has a table spread for us. And He wants all of us to come and partake of all of the blessings and the provisions that He has provided. And once we partake of that, what are we supposed to do with it? Just go, oh, that was so good. I'm just going to store all of this goodness up in my heart. No, we are meant to share it with those around us. Amen. So as we begin this message, we just want to center in just a few moments, on the goodness of our Father and the wonderful table that is spread with His rich, wonderful, delicious provisions. Can we look over at Psalms 23, verse 5 in the Amplified? I know this scripture has been used quite a bit. Our son James referenced it, but it's a good place to start. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Aren't you glad that our Father God is not a God that says, well, I'm barely going to bless you. I'm just going to meet your needs almost. No, His blessings and what He pours into our lives, He said, your cup is going to run over. Hallelujah. He's not wasteful, but He is extravagant in His love toward us and how He longs to bless us. And then this familiar phrase, it says, thou preparest a table. And so I looked up the word prepare, to make or get ready for some purpose or event, to provide in abundance. I like that. So again, we're talking about, this is Thanksgiving week. And what if you had guests coming over and you have prepared for days, all the shopping, all the cooking, and you've got this beautiful table set and the guests arrive. Maybe it's your kids. If it's your kids, they'd be in real trouble if they did this. But if the guests arrive and they said, oh, I'm not really hungry. We drove by McDonald's, saw that it was open. So we went through the drive-thru and we ate two Big Macs. Well, if that was my house or my family that did that, I'd get in the flesh. And they would hear from Mama. Yeah. And from Grammy. And then you know what else would happen? I'd say, I don't care what you ate. I went to all this trouble. You set yourself down here and you are going to eat again. That would be my attitude. How about you? Because, and I'd say, that was so dumb that you filled up on junk when you knew that I was preparing this spectacular feast. And as I was preparing this message, it just came up in my heart. I wonder if our Father God ever feels like that. I've got this table spread before you, and you're filling up with junk. You're eating in of the things of the world. You're getting full of fear and worry and anxiety and the cares of this world, when I've got all these wonderful things prepared for you. And everything that He has prepared for us is good. There's no junk on His table. There's no stale bread on His table. There's no rotten meat on His table. Everything is good. Doesn't the Bible tell us in James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. If you ever wonder, is this from God? Or is this from the devil? It's so simple to keep our doctrine straight. This verse right here will help you. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. God never borrows sickness, disease. He never borrows torment or anything bad from the devil and put it on us. Absolutely not. If it's bad and the fruit of it is evil and torment, it's the devil. And don't receive it. Rise up in authority and take authority over it. Amen. So that's how we keep our doctrine straight. Nothing bad on our Father's table. Hallelujah. It's all good. And it's ready for us to partake of. And you know, it's not just there for us to look at. We aren't supposed to stand off in a distance and be in awe of, wow, look at the Father's table. Look at that beautiful china. Look at that sterling silver. Look at those golden goblets. Isn't that amazing? No, we're not to just stand at a distance and admire how wonderful it looks. We're to come to the table and sit down and eat. We are to partake of all that the Father has put on His table. Dinner is served, and a song from heaven is being sung. Some of you may have grown up like I did, and do you remember this song, Come and Dine? Anybody remember that song? Oh, come on, Pastor Tom, you ought to remember that song, Come and Dine. Do you know that one? What? He was in the Spanish Assembly of God. I guess they didn't sing it. We sang, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Anybody in here hungry? And I'm not talking about naturally hungry for the things of God. Then respond and answer the call. He's saying today, come and dine. And I love how that verse, and it's not just a song, it's from the Bible. It highlights how Jesus, He fed the multitude. He turned the water into wine. That lets us know Jesus is not just interested in your spiritual welfare. Of course He is. That's the most important if we had to choose. But we don't have to choose. Jesus is interested in every area of our lives. Spirit, soul, and body. And He promised to meet your natural needs just as much as your spiritual needs. Hallelujah. And this lets us know He went about doing good, didn't He? And He was always ready to meet people's needs. Glory to God. Now let's talk for a moment about what's on the Father's table. I like this passage, Psalms 23:5 in the Message. You served me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revived my drooping head. My cup brims with blessings. When I read that, you served me a 6-course dinner. I'm sure there's a lot more than this on the Father's table, but I thought of 6 things that I know are there. Yeah. One is a big loaf of bread. And you know what that big loaf of bread represents? Healing. Because the Bible said healing is the children's bread. And how about this? A big platter of peace. Doesn't the Bible say Jesus is the Prince of Peace? And then a huge ball of blessing. You know, He wants to bless you with every good thing. Hallelujah. That's His heart. And then this. How about a heaping of love? Hallelujah. Jesus loves us with an everlasting love. And when we partake of the love of God that's been shed abroad already in our hearts, then we are going to be vessels of love. And that love that's on the inside of us will be ministered to those around us. How many of you could use a serving of strength? Glory to God. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our what? It's our strength. Hallelujah. We are strengthened with might in the inner man. Come and feast on the Word of God, and you shall be strengthened. Then this is probably my favorite. I've said this for years. I believe on the Father's table, there is a big jug of joy. And we're talking, woo, come and not only come and dine, but come and drink. Woo-hoo-hoo. Pick up that joy jug and just sip it. Not sip it, gulp it down. Big gulps of the joy of the Lord. Could anybody use the joy of the Lord? Hallelujah. Being stirred up on the inside of us. Carriers of His life and of His joy to those around us. And then don't you like how it says He prepares this dinner right in front of my enemies. I know your mom probably told you that it's rude to eat in front of people without offering them some. But we don't have to be polite to the devil. Our attitude ought to be, I'm going to come and sit at the table. And I'm going to partake of the goodness of God. And devil, don't you wish you had some. But ha, 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 you're not invited to the table. And you don't have a chair. He told us to come and sit in His presence. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're raised up together with Him. But at the Father's table, the devil does not have a chair. And that's why he lies to you. Yeah. And he's off in the distance. And he's whispering all this junk and saying, you know, he doesn't love you. The Word's not real. The Word's not working. You're going under. You'll never receive your healing. He's trying to distract you so you'll get up from the table and lose your place and your position. Don't get up from the table. Stay seated at the Father's table. Stay in your place and your position, seated together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And where is that? It's far above. Far above all of the noise and the distractions of this age. Are you thankful that we have a place and a position? Glory to God. Stay put, hold steady, and by faith, keep feeding on the Word of God. This is one of my favorite scriptures. It's in Jeremiah chapter 15:16. Your words were found, Have you found the Word of God? Is it your foundation? Is it what your life is built on? I know I have. Your words were found. And they're not just sitting on the table next to your bed, your nightstand. They're not on your coffee table in the living room. No, your words were found and I ate them. Amen. That means your word is in me. The psalmist David said, I have hid your word in my heart. Your words were found. And I ate them. And your word was to me what? The joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, Lord God of hosts. Have you ever picked up the word of God? Or maybe listened to it. And it was just what you needed to hear. And on the inside you were saying, that's yummy. That's delicious. And that is spiritually nutritious. That's what the Word of God is in our lives. And whatever we partake of, it'll come out of us. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaketh. The Bible says speaketh, but I'm saying it leaketh. So whatever's in there in abundance, it comes out and it shows up. But when it's in us, His goodness and His word is in us, we get this revelation. His goodness will be manifest to us, in us, on us, and flowing through us. Amen. We will be dispensers of good. That's the title of my message. That was all introduction, but it's pretty good, right? Don't get nervous in the service, even though that was just the introduction. We'll get where we're going here quickly. Dispensers of good is my title. So I looked up the word dispense. I always like to look up definitions. And it literally means to give out, to distribute, or provide something. And of course, I can't say the word dispense or dispensary here in our lovely state without some of you immediately going to the cannabis dispensary. Now, I'm not saying you're going there. I mean, in your mind, you visualize and you see that dispensary. Not saying any more about that. But I will say this. In 2020, when we were in that horrible season, y'all remember, I don't need to expound, we were driving down 880, and I saw this billboard that I could not believe. And it said this, give mom what she really wants for Christmas. We deliver cannabis. I'm like, what? Yo, mama might have been an ex-hippie, but that ain't right. And if mama is that stressed, she needs to inhale and take a deep breath of the presence of God. And of the peace of God. Some cannabis or some foreign substance is not going to satisfy. And I know for sure this mama and this Grammy, that ain't what I want for Christmas. And hopefully none of you will put that on your list. We want Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So then I looked up the word dispensary. Authorized to prepare and distribute legal amounts of a substance. Well, whatever about cannabis stuff. But you and I are dispensaries. Yes. We are authorized dealers and carriers and distributors of the power of God, of His peace, of His joy, and of His goodness. Hallelujah. We are authorized to dispense all of the good things of God. Now, last week, Pastor mentioned this scripture, and it's about Abraham. And I want to share once again this word that God spoke to Abraham. It's in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 in the Amplified. Keep this in mind. We are dispensers of good. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. I will make your name famous and distinguished. And you will be a blessing. Now everybody read that part in parenthesis with me. Dispensing good to others. God blesses us with a purpose in mind. Abraham was blessed so he could be what? A blessing. God's goodness isn't just meant to rest on us, but it's meant to flow through us. Everybody say this with me. I am blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about my dad. I have a real awesome story that I think I'll share at the end. But let me just say this up front, that generosity is meant to be modeled in our homes to our children and to our grandchildren. I grew up in a home where we saw our parents share the love of God and the goodness of God on a regular basis. We weren't wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. Many of you know my background. Grew up in rural Oklahoma on a little farm. Not wealthy, but we were rich. We were rich in the love in our home. We were rich in the fact that our parents lived a godly life before us. Every time I think about things that I saw as a child, I can remember, you know, many times that people made to show up at our house at dinner time or whatever, because my mom was an amazing cook. And my dad's attitude was always, come on in, such as we have, you're welcome to it. They both had open hearts. And when you have an open heart, it extends and causes you to have an open hand and a want to be a blessing to other people. My mom did things like this. She would make birthday cakes for people in nursing homes that she knew didn't have a family. And then she'd take all of us kids down there and make us sing happy birthday to these elderly people. And then my dad, he would do this on a regular basis. We had 160 acres land there, a farm, and a lot of trees on it. Many times you could hear him get his little buzz saw, and sometimes I would be out there with him watching, cutting down trees, chopping up wood, loading up the pickup truck, and delivering it to elderly neighbors. Doing what he could to bless those in need. Now, you may not have had that kind of example in a godly father like I was blessed to have, and a godly mother. But you know what? You can be that example. Start right now in being that generous person. Do you want to be like your heavenly Father? Do you want to store up treasures in heaven? Amen. Do you want to enjoy days of heaven here on earth? Then we need to learn to let goodness and generosity be our lifestyle. Listen to this beautiful scripture in Psalms 112, verse 5, out of the Passion. Life is good for the one who is generous and charitable. You want to have a good life? How many of you want to have a good life? Yeah. Well, some of you maybe don't care. How many of you want to have a good life? Yeah. Jesus came to give us life, a good life, and life more abundantly. And one of the ways that we tap into this good life is this. Life is good for the one who is generous and charitable. conducting affairs with honesty and truth. One of our good friends, Reverend Keith Hershey, says this: we living in fullness every day, giving life away. When we're full, we got something to give. And I'm not just talking about natural things. I'm talking about when you are full spiritually. You've got the life of God. You've got the love of God. You've got the peace of God. You've got joy that so many people know nothing about. And we can give it away. Jesus modeled a life that shows us how to be a dispenser of good. Over in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And what did he do? He went about doing good. And part of that good that he did was healing all who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Notice, doing good wasn't a random act in Jesus' life. It was his lifestyle. It was his identity. It was his mission. And when Jesus did good, he broke the strongholds of the enemy off of people's lives. He lifted burdens off of them. He healed the oppressed. He set the captives free. And did you know when you get born again, that same anointing is on us? We are anointed. You ought to say that on a regular basis. I am anointed. I am appointed. Hallelujah. I am empowered. I am equipped to do the good things that Jesus did. The Spirit of God is on us for good. His anointing doesn't rest on us merely to shout and dance, run around the room, speak in tongues. I like to do all of those things. But we are anointed to be his hands, to be his mouth, to be his feet, to share the good news. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Again, this is speaking of Jesus. But when he's in us, that same anointing that's on him flows through us. If we make ourselves available and we yield to it. Luke 4:18 in the Amplified. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Point to yourself and say that. He has anointed me. You're anointed to preach the good news. Well, you might say, no, I'm not going to stand in the pulpit. The good news is the gospel. You're anointed to share it with people that have not heard the good news. Good friend of ours, Nick Kenny, came out here one time. His Minnesota accent, they went out witnessing. And he one of the things he always started out with, have you heard the good news? I can't do the Minnesota accent. But nonetheless, that's a good thing to ask people. Don't walk up to them and say, did you know you're going to hell? You're going to burn and all. No. It ought to be, have you heard the good news? There's so much bad news in the world. We're anointed to preach the good news. The gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, broken down by calamity. People around us are hurting. People around us have faced calamity. They're broken down. They're weary of all the things that they've faced in life. But here we are, anointed to be dispensers of good, to lift the fallen, encourage the weary, speak life to the broken, give hope to the hopeless. That's who we are. That's what we're called and anointed and equipped and empowered to do. Amen. As I was preparing this message, I was also reminded of this verse. We do good things to people outside these walls, people that don't know Jesus. But did you know we should also be blessing one another? Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 in the New King James, it says this: therefore, as you have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Then I like it in the Passion. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a blessing to others, especially to our brothers and sisters in the family of faith. I want you to look at the person next to you. Turn around. Look at the person behind you. Look at the person across the aisle from you. God may want to use you to be a blessing to them. There are various ways that we can do good and bless the family of God. Turn to somebody else and just smile. Smile at me, Pastor Nancy. Smile. Give somebody an encouraging word. I forgot, I don't have my purse down here, but if I had money, you know, you can walk up and you can give somebody a Pentecostal handshake. Let's pretend I have something in there, Pastor Tom. Anyway, you know what that is? Oh, he got the power, felt the power. Yeah, Pentecostal handshake, Baptist blessing, whatever you want to call it. That means when you put something in your hand and you give it to somebody else, you bless them. And then how about this? Sowing our best financial seed. When you give and sow your best seed into this household of faith, right now, toward our Joy of Generosity goal, you are being a blessing to this household of faith. In that scripture we just read, it said, be a blessing to others, especially to your brothers and sisters in the family of faith. Only eternity will reveal one, the impact of one generous act. Amen. So I want to close today, and Jesus will help me tell you this story about my dad. Just recently heard it, actually was my youngest brother shared this story with my sister Linda back in, we just knew about it in 2019. Before that, none of us were aware of what my daddy had done many years before. So my youngest brother, his name is Randy, still lives on the farm I grew up on, built a new home, beautiful new rock home there. But anyway, Randy got a call from this lady in Pawnee, that's the town I grew up in, a few years ago after she had heard that Randy's brother and sister-in-law had had a house fire. Their home was repairable, but it would take 3 months or more before it was finished. They had nowhere to go. This lady, her name is Opal, said her mom had recently been moved to a nursing home. Her house was completely furnished with everything, pots, pans, bed, linens, towels, etc. She wanted to offer it to Joe and Brenda rent-free while their home was being repaired. Randy said, Opal, that is so generous of you. Opal then told Randy this story that none of us had ever heard. Randy, I will never forget how kind your daddy was to our family. 50 years ago, Opal and her family had lost their home to a fire at Christmas time. Their house and all the Christmas gifts were gone. She continued, Your daddy went out and bought a .22 rifle for our teenage son for Christmas. It was a rough winter, but our son kept food on the table by hunting that winter with that rifle. That rifle was a lifesaver for our family. I want to say thank you for your dad's kindness by letting Carla's brother and his family stay in my mom's home. When I read that, all I could say was, wow, my daddy did that not to be seen or receive praise of men. We didn't even know about it. I don't even know how he bought the rifle. He may have had to charge it, but he had it in his heart to do something for that family. He was simply moved by compassion for that family and did what he could. That was just how he lived and who he was. Our kindness and our generosity, it never goes unnoticed by the Lord. It not only affects us, but it impacts generations to come. Randy's brother-in-law was a recipient of my dad's act of kindness. Never underestimate the power of sharing God's love and goodness. It carries eternal rewards. So I want to exhort all of us, particularly at this holiday season, and just to make it a way of life, to look for opportunities to dispense the goodness of God to those around us. You may think it's a small thing, but it's a big thing to God when we are His hand extended, when we show forth His love. Amen. I want to ask everybody to stand with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your anointing to help us. Help us, Lord, to be more aware of how we can be dispensers of good. Help us, dear Lord, open our eyes. Help us to open our hearts, open our hands, and be more like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I was praying last night, I always want to know exactly how we should close the service. And I realize there's a lot of people here. But I just saw this. If you guys can move that pulpit, that'd be good. I just saw us as a church family and as an act of saying, Lord, here I am. I want to be your vessel of honor. I want to dispense good to those around me. I just saw this. I saw as many as you can just to come forward, just saying, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Go ahead, make your way to the front. If there's not enough room, just move out in the aisle. Just do some sort of an act saying, I'm here, Lord Jesus. We can just crowd in. We're not laying hands on anybody. But I just saw this. How many times have we missed opportunities to be a blessing? Go ahead and come on up close, guys. Give people more room. And I just saw us making a fresh commitment. I know I have. And when I was reminded of that story about my dad, it did something in my heart. Because I knew we didn't have a lot. And at Christmas time for him to go and buy a .22 rifle for somebody else's teenage son, that's an act of love. That's the heart of our Father. And I know I needed to repent. And so I just want to lead us all in a prayer. Will you just say this with me? Heavenly Father, I thank you for your generosity.
I thank you for your generosity.
And all that you've blessed me with.
All that you've blessed me with.
And it is my heart.
My heart.
To be a blessing to others.
To be a blessing to others.
Father, forgive me.
Father, forgive me.
For being so self-absorbed.
For being so self-absorbed.
That I don't see people around me.
I don't see people around me.
That are hurting.
That are hurting.
That need to sense your love.
That need to sense your love.
That need to hear the good news.
That need to hear the good news.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To give me opportunities.
To give me opportunities.
To be a blessing.
To be a blessing.
To be a dispenser.
To be a dispenser.
Of good.
Of good.
Here am I, Lord.
Here am I, Lord.
I am your vessel.
I am your vessel.
I want to be an instrument.
I want to be an instrument.
That brings you glory.
Brings you glory.
And honor.
And honor.
And touches people.
And touches people.
With who you are.
With who you are.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Father, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I know that you have heard the cries of all of our hearts. And I thank you as a church that you will even show us how we can be a greater blessing in our community and around the world. Hallelujah.